psychological operations, or PSYOPs, are a standard part of U.S. military operations. The Army Field Manual even calls them vital. The term PSYOPs sounds mysterious, but the tactics are usually nothing more than distributing leaflets or broadcasting propaganda over the radio. The goal is to influence enemy behavior using information instead of bullets and bombs. In the thick of the Vietnam War, with American casualties mounting, leaflets weren't going to cut it. But the Army had a powerful new tool that could directly target enemy troops, the squawk box. The squawk box was a sonic weapon that used specially designed speakers mounted on armored vehicles and helicopters. The human ear can suffer damage from sound over 85 decibels. The squawk box could deliver a devastating shriek at 120 decibels from 2.5 miles away. Viet Cong soldiers were instantly incapacitated by the intense sound. They suffered pain, nausea, and often permanent hearing loss. But the squawk box could do more than inflict physical harm. The Army discovered that sound waves could manipulate emotions, inducing distress and confusion in the enemy. The results were staggering. Between 1967 and 1968, an estimated 30,000 Viet Cong surrendered to U.S. forces. Despite its success, the squawk box had a critical flaw. The enemy could hear it coming, literally. The Army wanted a more deadly and discreet weapon, something the enemy couldn't see or hear. Sound waves couldn't do it. But electromagnetic waves, they absolutely could. In 1961, microwave technology was becoming part of daily life. Microwave ovens had just hit the market, and low levels of microwaves were used in lots of different devices. Biophysicist Alan Frey began studying microwave effects on humans to make sure there were no health risks. He placed subjects in a shielded room and exposed them to different microwave frequencies. At 1310 megahertz, something strange happened. A subject asked about a clicking sound, but the room was silent. It was shielded from the outside, and there were no moving parts involved in this experiment. Frey discovered that frequencies between 200 and 3000 megahertz caused people to hear sounds that seemed to come from inside their heads. Clicks, knocks, buzzes, and chirps. He could beam sounds directly into the brain without implants. Scientists started using this to train animals, making cats change direction with just microwave pulses.
Oh, I'd like to make cats change direction right into oncoming traffic.
Stop that.
Well, you better tell your demon fur babies to keep their filthy mitts out of my bowl.
Okay, settle down. The CIA wondered, could this technology affect an animal's heart rate? More specifically, could they induce a heart attack remotely? Frey experimented with frog hearts and pulse-modulated radiation. He was actually disturbed to find he could increase a frog's heart rate with no device attached. He did it remotely. Soviet scientists had similar results with rabbits. By 1972, the Soviets moved to human trials. A declassified report revealed they had done over 500 studies on how microwaves affect human behavior. Both lethal and non-lethal effects were found. The mention of lethal effects was a horrifying new detail. They didn't mean to kill their subjects, but they discovered they could. And those that survived exposure could be remotely controlled. The U.S. Army loved it. They immediately ramped up research on microwave radiation. They ordered trucks capable of carrying microwave broadcasting equipment. The goal was to irradiate and immobilize the enemy. In 1976, the Navy finally discovered how Soviet scientists were accidentally killing people. They were using microwaves powerful enough to generate heat. Soviet scientists called it microthermal effects. If you own a microwave oven, you call this microthermal effect cooking.
The Russians cooked people?
Yep.
I bet you taste like chicken.
That's gross.
Oh. Eating human is gross, but eating fish is okay. See what happens when your shoe's on the other fin?
Fair enough.
Nah.
J.F. Chaffetz was a trusted black ops scientist who worked for the Department of Defense. He tried broadcasting commands into his subject's mind. It worked. Using low-power microwaves, he could make subjects hear words inside their own heads. The military told Chaffetz to go further. They wanted to send commands to a person's subconscious without them hearing the command. In a second round of experiments, one subject was bombarded with microwave radiation. Then something odd happened. He got up from his chair and left. He actually left the lab. Now, this was allowed. The subjects weren't prisoners, but this had never happened before. A little while later, the guy returned with a can of soda. Chapitz asked him why he left in the middle of the experiment. The man said he was thirsty, so he went to the store for a cold drink. Chapitz smiled. The experiment worked. This subject had been programmed to feel thirsty and to go to the store for a soda. It was hypnosis using microwaves. But hypnosis doesn't work on everyone. The military needed a sure thing. And 4 years later, that's exactly what they got.